on this beautiful Arizona Saturday. Good morning. DryerSafer.com and DryerWallVent.com are the two links that we have online for, and I'm, like I said, I'm missing a third one because I did see a third one. I just haven't got it added to there. I've got it sitting in one of my multiple emails that the National Hardware Show have published. Great easy fix for making that exhaust vent just a little bit safer, and something that I bet you, if you called Dryer Vent Wizard, Rosie certified partner you can find in the cleaning category, they would have all the information on that.
Lots of fun innovation at the whole show, wasn't there, Romy? All kinds of things for everything you can imagine for your home and all the things you wish you'd thought of but didn't.
All the things. I still think one of the simplest, most brilliant ones was the little burrow. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. And
I don't mean to
beat it to death, but it's just so blatantly simple. It fits on the standard wheelbarrow, and it's a tray. On each side, it's got hooks, so you can put a rake on one side and a shovel on the other, and it carries it instead of doing it crossways where you catch a side that knocks your knees as you're going through a doorway or something, or you catch it on the side of a trash can or a tree as you're pushing it by.
Well, I've ordered one. If that. I like it, I might share it, but I don't know.
It's got a it wasn't expensive.
No,
it really wasn't. What? $30? $40? $50?
You know me in numbers. Sorry.
Yeah. not an expensive product. It also has a cup holder, a tray for gardeners. If you're out pushing your planting around,
potting plants. Oh my gosh. That's always so awkward. Where do I put everything?
Will it fit on your wheelbarrow?
Yes, it will.
Yes, because the wheels barrel is a standard size barrel.
Mm-hmm,
wheel
it
barrel.
Is. Mm-hmm. It just looks sturdier because of its framework.
Well, honey, you're just going to be all set.
Yeah, but maybe I'll be too set. Maybe I'll discourage anybody from helping me.
The next thing we're going to have to invent for Jennifer with her little wheels barrel and her little burrow drink caddy for her wheelbarrow, we're going to have to rig up Romy some kind of like little traveling umbrella that can, protect her from the sun.
So we've got the
wheelbarrow around the neighborhood.
With a tray to help push your tools. Something on that tray needs to have a post on each side that can come up and support it.
Well, if you get all that done, everybody will know where we live because they'll see me out in the front yard.
The trick with that umbrella is going to be anchoring it because with the wind kicks up, unless your wheelbarrow is completely full of soil, it's going to carry all your tools
Well, spring like this
Poppins.
One, you're right. It's been so windy, yeah.
So that's another resource on that page. Another one that we haven't got to, this is more for somebody, a lot of horse properties in Arizona. The bump and drive. If you've got a gate that you open and close every time you leave your property or get into your pasture and you're tired of getting out, opening your gate, driving through, getting out, closing it, it's a spring tension, just like when you're walking from your garage into your home and there's that spring tension that closes it behind you. That's a safety feature. Well, they've got this spring tension that goes both ways, just like the Old West saloon doors. When you push through, they spring back into position but go both ways in and out.
That was a really sleek.
So that's a spring tension on the side. The opening side, you couldn't do a double gate. Well, you probably could, but this is really designed for a single gate. So you need a single gate the whole length. Right in the center, it's just a little bumper. And you drive up to it and you bump it, and it pushes in and it releases the gate. It's got one on each side, so you can, driving either way, just drive up to it, bump it a little bit. It bumps the gate open. You drive forward. And like I said, it's got spring tension, but it's not so much that you won't have to worry about rushing through to keep the gate from coming back and beating up your vehicle, but it closes it right in place behind you.
I think you need that.
The bump and drive, yeah. Well, we have kids to get out and open.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, all my kids are gone.
Maybe in about 10 years we'll be ready for this. Actually, 20. Landry, she's, we're about 20 years away from needing this. Another great resource. We had talked last week about two different types of asphalt patches. Those were very popular. There has been nothing in the past that really has worked great or been a long-term solution, but the Road Rescue Asphalt was quite impressive and I think is going to go a long ways. The Flex Paint Kit. Do we ever talk about that one?
Flex Paint?
The Flex Paint Kit by McMulley Tools. It's the, you put it on the end of your brush roller.
Oh, yeah, that thing. That was cool.
It holds a paintbrush, but it's got...
An elbow.
A moving arm mm-hmm. that, you know, like a desk lamp where you can move your desk lamp one direction.
Right.
It's basically taking that, putting on the end of a paint stick and attaches your brush. So
helps
if
you
you're
stay
standing
off,
on the ground.
Helps you stay off that ladder.
But lets you paint your little trim. So that was a pretty neat little tool. Throws you on the house. Next hour, it's Bugs with Blue Sky Pest Control.
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.